I think I had braces as a kid, and I'm still getting made fun of for just stupid things. Kids are mean. It doesn't matter. Most kids just need to suck it up and learn how to deal with it, because it's going to happen throughout their entire life.
Yeah, my daughter had braces, and so did I. And I had braces because I had an overbite.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more corrective than cosmetic. My daughter had them because it was cosmetic. But I think society has bred into the kids that it's not okay for them to be who they are. So they're trying to be who everybody else wants them to be. And I think if the parents go with that, I think they're not teaching their kids pride in themselves.
So you're saying there is, in your opinion, there is a difference between having teeth corrected than to having, like, say, somebody's ears pinned back if they were sticking out on the sides.
Sure. I mean, teeth are something different. You're not going to have massive bruising. You're not going to have, you know, extensive surgery to get those things corrected. And it's teeth. It may correct, you know, an overbite. It may correct chewing problems. It may correct, you know, TMG and TMJ, whatever it is, later. But, you know, your nose and your ears and your face and your eyes and those type of things, that's who you are. That's, you know, your parents made you, God made you that way. And if you can't take pride in who you are, then, you know, you're constantly going to have other issues psychologically as well later on in life when people don't like other things about you. So, you know, stand up for who you are. And I don't think the parents have the right or should support that type of thing.